Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And the last several videos that I've done on this channel have been very, very rocky. They've been really buffered. They have been heavily censored, and the censorship is getting worse. Worst, as I call it, because worst is worse than worse. And I want to give you some signs of how this censorship is getting so bad and what you can do to fight it. I'm going to share with you in just a moment after I bring you the sponsor message, I want to share with you some screen grabs of YouTube and the numbers that they're presenting to you, and then the actual numbers that I see in my analytics. And I realize that some of that can be lagging. And I also realize that my own internet can be lagging, but isn't it interesting that it always happens when I want to broadcast live? Yesterday, I thought, you know, I'm going to pre-record my video for today so I can air it, and hopefully it will air without any buffering. And when I went back to edit that video, the video was completely gone. So I don't know what's up with that. Very strange things are happening, and some very good things are happening in the world of improving your appearance. And I know some of you are interested in that. Did you know that in my past life, before I started doing the Healthy American, I have been involved, oh my gosh, for well over a decade, I think going on two decades, in the early, I think it was 2002 that I started doing all of my health and wellness teaching and coaching and training and retreats and all of that. And the products that I offered were all about natural health and beauty. Usher in the hogwash that was sloshed all over us, and my retreats were put on hold. All of my products were put on pause. And I know that many of you have been asking me for those products to come back. If you are interested in my healthy living content, that is over at Living Swell with Peggy Hall. And that is a channel on YouTube. I will have a Substack for that coming, all about that for you coming soon, with all of my positive encouragement to add a positive value to your life. And the reason I'm explaining that is because it is a nice little intro to the sponsor message I have. And this is all about looking better, looking younger, feeling better, whether you're a man or a woman. I think my demographics on YouTube show that most of my viewers are women. But again, I don't even know if I can trust that, because I have so many healthy Americans that are men. Let me know. Yes, isn't that a concept? Men and women. Oh, I don't know if YouTube will let me say that. I'm going to share with you their policies that are quite astounding. I did a video on that previously, but there's something I neglected to mention. So stick with me. And in just a moment, why don't we do this? I'm going to hop right on over to dermal1.com/Peggy. Now, this is a video that you can watch, and it has been shared. It's going viral, and I would love for you to watch it as well. Absolutely free, do-it-yourself information. This is not about creams and lotions. It's about kind of helping your body look more youthful from the inside out. So if that is of interest to you, and I hope it is, I want you to go to dermal1.com/Peggy. I will have a link for you following this video in the description box below. And so looking younger is not just a luxury that is, only for the rich and famous, the celebrities and so forth. Everybody can access this. It is a game-changing discovery that's basically leveling the playing field, and it helps people fight back against their body's own aging switch. So apparently, this anti-aging trend has nothing to do with aggressive treatments or expensive creams, but it's a simple daily ritual. Again, as I say, it helps from the inside out. It takes less than a minute to perform. So that, again, you can find out all about it, dermal1.com/Peggy. And it is a technique that was relatively unknown until recent years. And then the wheels were set in motion with the discovery of this DHT molecule that occurs naturally within the body. And this has to do with your own body's aging process, such as thinning hair, loose skin, wrinkles. It may not have to do actually even with your biological age. As I like to say, I am the perfect age for this stage in life. And I will never be younger than I am today. And I'm the oldest I've ever been, but the youngest I'll ever be. Wait, is that how it goes? Anyway, you know that I like to elevate the way I live, not only my outlook, my energy, but also my health, my wellness. And I ideally want to present my appearance as well with youthful enthusiasm. So if you're interested in looking vibrant and youthful, again, dermal1.com/Peggy. This is the do-it-yourself tutorial that's been viewed and shared and tested by thousands of women worldwide. And for the most part, the transformations they report are quite extraordinary. So don't take my word for it. Watch this video. They'll let you know what you can do for this daily ritual that has nothing to do with creams and lotions. And then let me know what you think about it as well. The description will have a link for you in the description box below. All right. Let's turn our attention to this ongoing increased censorship that's going on at YouTube, and not just YouTube. So I think I told you that my own website that I've been with probably for 20 years, from the beginning since this Squarespace is who hosts my website. And prior to the Healthy American, I had my other health and wellness websites hosted by them. And now without warning, they suddenly removed my ability to email you, my customers. That's right. If you send a donation or you purchase something online, you will get the product and I will thank you for your donation, but you will not be emailed from that website because they absolutely removed it. They said that I violated their terms and policies. Now I am fighting that. My assistant Olivia is right alongside me going to battle to reclaim the function of this website that I have paid for on my own website. I have not violated any of these policies. And you know that many of these websites have written in something very like amorphous and vague, like, you know, anything else that they deem offensive. We're going to take a look at what YouTube says. I want to give you the solution right from the get-go. What I've been doing is sending out my information on Substack. Is it 100% foolproof? I don't know. But I do know that I receive what is Substack? It is a type of blog where people send out emails. You can, if you prefer, you can have those emails sent right to your inbox. And if you prefer not to have that, you can just go right over to the website, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And you can read all of the articles there. And I receive a lot of these articles from a lot of other content creators and freedom fighters. And I will tell you that the content they are sharing is quite controversial. And some might say, you know, in the conspiracy field as well. And those blogs and those articles are still being published without being censored. Now, there is a little bit of a drawback, and I want all of you to please listen carefully if you are supporting me with a paid subscription and if you are using a Visa card to do so, because Visa has been blocking the paid subscriptions to Substack. So that is a subtle way of doing censorship. On the surface, it looks like everything is just hunky-dory and I've got my subscribers and you're getting the email, but at the end of the day, I'm not really getting your donation. Now, I can't say that that's a fact for every single one of you that is subscribing, but double check to see if your payments, if you're using a Visa card, use a different one or call Visa and let them know that those payments to Substack should go through. Otherwise, Visa is basically stealing from you and preventing you from supporting me in that work. And if you've read even one of my articles, you know that they are very, very deeply researched. They go into a lot of detail. I've got links that you can click through. That's another thing about YouTube. One of the YouTube community guidelines says that they can take down my channel, my YouTube channel, if they do not approve of any outgoing links that I have. That's right. They can give me a strike on my channel. They can take down my videos, which they've done before over the previous several years. And that prevents me from uploading content for a week or 2 weeks. That's strike one and then strike two. Three strikes and you're out. They take down your channel. And for some people, they take them down the channel without warning. A lot of my freedom fighter friends have had their channels just go poof, especially in the early days of all of this hogwash. So that's why I am very, very, very discreet with the links that I am leaving in my description box to any outgoing articles. I don't want to link to any news articles. I don't want to link to any of the, Supreme Court rulings. All of those are on my Substack. If you want to continue to stay in touch with me, that's where I believe you'll be able to find me is peggyhall.substack.com. I don't even know if my website, which is thehealthyamerican.org, I don't even know if that's going to be able to be maintained on the Squarespace server, since they already gave me a huge strike by taking down my ability to email you through that website. It's absolutely reprehensible, especially because I pay for that service. So these are the signs that I am seeing. Now, something else came on board. I told you about the buffering of my videos, the interruptions. When I had Nicole Pearson on speaking about this very, 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 very important ballot initiative in California, which is intended to protect the children from the harms that are being perpetrated upon them by parents and doctors and, you know, school officials that want to, you know, sweep them off into the emergency, well, into the hospital surgery suites and have their bodies changed from the way God gave them. This bill is so important. And when my friend and fellow freedom fighter and attorney Nicole was speaking about this, they were buffering her at a very high rate because she was talking about the end game, which is, well, you know, and I know that they want to get away with protection of children altogether. So that's the slippery slope. And that's why we're standing so strong. So the buffering of the videos, the taking down of the videos, my inability to actually link to outside sources. YouTube could take my videos down and my channel down if it believes that these outside websites are violating their policies. YouTube even said that they could give me a strike on content that I have not even uploaded yet. I know it's mind-boggling. I did an entire video about YouTube's re-education program, and I probably am only going to keep that video up for another couple of weeks because it's likely that YouTube may not like what I'm talking about in that video. So I will link that for you here and have it as an end screen where you can click through and see my re-education video. One thing that I didn't catch when I was doing that video, and this is what's so strange to me, and this is what has to do with covering current events. So let me just share my screen and we're going to hop right on over. And let me, here we go. Okay, this is under their hate speech guidelines. And here we go. Content that violates this policy. So let me just go back a little bit. And this is all about hate speech. Now, let me know in a comment what you, how you even define hate speech. The reason I ask you this is because there's no such, okay. YouTube says there's hate speech. So of course there's hate speech. That means that speech that YouTube deems as hateful is in violation of their policies. So there, it's not free speech, it's hate speech. Of course it is. Remember, I went through the training program, so I know exactly what they want me to think and say and believe. So on that note, let me show you what constitutes hate speech. And if you speak out against a group related to their age, their caste, their disability, their ethnicity, gender identity, and expression, very interesting, isn't it? Nationality, race, immigration status, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation, victims of a major violent event, and their kin. Now, this is what really caught my eyeballs. I scroll down and here it says that it is against YouTube policies to deny or minimize a well-documented major violent event or the victimhood of such an event. Did you catch them, apples? What do you think of them, apples? That means, as a content creator here, as a YouTuber, as having a channel, it is against YouTube policies for me to deny or, how do you like them apples, minimize a well-documented major violent event. I can't speak out against it, which I haven't ever, which is why on my videos, you'll see that I think bowling barefoot is fantastic and why crawling up into like a bowling alley where the pins are dropped down, that will keep you safe from the bad guys with the bang bangs. The bad guys with the bang bangs that look nothing like their picture that was captured somehow by the law enforcement. And of course, Maui, exactly like the media told us, and Israel, exactly like the media told us, and apparently now in Texas, exactly like the media told us. So of course it's real. YouTube said so, and I'm not allowed to speak out against it. Therefore, I will continue to do my videos in my elevated, snarky manner, which so many of you applaud. And I also applaud you for your sophisticated ability to read between the lies, if you know what I'm saying, and then get on that Substack where I can actually be a little more bold in my communication. Now, I just want to set the record straight that I do offer some satire on this channel and hopefully a little bit of levity and entertainment to help engage people who might not want to hear my message if I just, kind of present it in a very forceful manner. So hang on with me because early next week, I'm going to be sharing with you an amazing way to make millions and millions of dollars. Yes, from the County of Orange. The catch is that you have to be related to Andrew Doe, who was the supervisor. Actually, he was the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. And just wait for it because his daughter opened up. Yeah, it's a fantastic scheme. I mean, a fantastic strategy where his daughter opened up a nonprofit. And then the amazing thing, she didn't have to do any work at all, but it was funded with millions and millions of dollars from your tax dollars if you're in Orange County, or basically they printed it out of thin air because it was also federal money from cooties. And it went right to her nonprofit that she started right in the aftermath of cooties. And the other amazing thing, I'm telling you, it's so streamlined. It didn't even have to go before the public to have the contract approved. Isn't that awesome? They just cut corners and corrupt. Oh, I'm sorry. They just streamline it in such a way that this Stupidvisor, I think that's what they're called. Isn't that their official name for the public serpents? He just funneled the money directly to his daughter's charity. So any of you that might be connected to Andrew Doe from the communist country of Vietnam, which is where he's from. And no, I would never, I am not ever going to say that he's from the Vietnamese I don't know where I was going with that content. Yes, he came to this country for freedom. And then he was selected to, elected to be in the Board of Supervisors. I'm getting a little punchy here, friends. And there you have it. Before I finish up, I want to show you this. I'm going to cover that story for you next week, all about this simple way of making millions of dollars without lifting a finger. It's incredible. But what I do want to share with you is this crazy other stuff that's going on YouTube. So I'm going to share my screen and I will try to gather more data for you. So for example, I did a video called Ohio Outlaws Child Sterilization. Some of you were applauding the governor when you should have been giving him the thumbs down because he actually vetoed that bill. Maybe you didn't watch the video or watch it carefully, but it was the Senate that overturned it, not the governor. He was the bad guy. He's in deep doo-doo. DeWine is in deep doo-doo. So it said that I had, 500 views. This is right after the video ended. I went into analytics, which is behind the scenes, and it said I had 500 views, but it was showing that I only had 40 views when you went to that Facebook, went to that YouTube page. 40 views. And then immediately I went behind the scenes and it said 500. You're going to say, well, Peggy, there's a lag time. Well, maybe there is, but that's quite extreme. And here's one. It said I had 100 views, right? Oh, wait a minute. Did Texas just declare war on the feds? It said I had 305 views. And then I actually have 8.1, I have 8,000 views. Just saying. So that's a way of YouTube. When YouTube shows my videos, you know, when YouTube serves up videos for you to watch and you look at them and you're like, oh, there's only 40 views. It must not be very good. You don't click on it. But if you saw that my video had 8,000 views, you might say, oh, that must be one that's gathering some steam. It might be useful for me to watch. That's another way of YouTube fiddling with the numbers. All right, friends, that's a short video for you today. Just wanted to bring you up to date on these very crazy ways that YouTube and other platforms are still strangulating us. Yeah, that's a word. That's why I'm basically not on Facebook, basically not on all. And I'm not on Telegram. I think there is a Healthy American Telegram channel that's probably run by bots or something. I'm not on it. I am on Instagram and I'm on YouTube. And I'm on peggyhall.tv and I'm on peggyhall.substack.com. I appreciate you so much for being on board. I love my healthy Americans. I literally could not persevere without your support, your prayers, your encouragement, your sophistication, your savvy, and your snark. All right, friends, I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video.